suffer, misled life, beg thee, resemble paradise of times. In the wilderness, directions lost while discovery tests new visions in the wild. Oh, my brothers, catch me when I forget. Everything seems to lead up to this, but that's a force or it's a cliche. Yet a matter of realizing when one can't belong, one feels the urge to ruin at the heart of life, baby. And all the while it feels as if the light of the moon has been following me like a spotlight in some bizarre theater of loneliness. This fucked by destiny, I'm positioned like a beggar at the heart of life. Sugar.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
The Dylan Tom Flood hosts a two-hour show every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m.
Playing the music they love and talking about whatever's on their mind.
A wide variety of interesting guests from all across Hamilton also drop by to chat and share their stories and love of music.
For fans of The Jesus and Mary Chain, Jesse Lanza, Elliot Smith, Wilco, The Temptations, Kiwi Jr., and The Velvet Underground,
tune in every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. on The Hawk, 101.5 FM, or stream online at 1015thehawk.ca.
The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
Welcome to Steel City Music on the Hawk. I'm your host, Gunner. Hey, in this hour, we're going to have a chat with Matt from Catapult. Also, some new music from Granny Smith. And we'll feature some music from The Tragically Hip and some old Tom Jones with some comedy from John Mulaney that's going to be with it. Also, Swamp Dog, Terry Allen, Drive-By Truckers. Also, some new stuff from Danny Barnes and new music from Andy Schaaf. But starting things off, some Sufjan Stevens. Let's do this.
I fell in love again. All things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind. I was in love with the place in my mind. In my mind, I made a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
if I was crying in the van with my friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. 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 You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, online at 1015thehawk.ca.
I called up Charlie about 9:15 and said, what's going on tonight? He said, no plans, but I wouldn't mind holding a letterhead tonight. Said, come to the skyline, I'll be washing my sins away. Oh, he just laughed. Said, I'll be late, you know how I can be. I looked in my fridge, it was a dark scene, so I buttered some bread. Chewed my way out the door and walked down the street to the neon skyline. I grabbed myself a stool at the bar. Oh, somehow Rose always knows just exactly what I need. She didn't ask, she just opened a cold can and set it down in front of me. I said thanks and thought about how Judy used to come here with me. But I got so tired of her calling this our disease. Cause I'm just fine. Sometimes I need to clear my mind, you know how that can be.
quarter past ten, and I said, "Greetings, old man." He hung his coat on the wall and took the stool next to mine. He asked Rose for one glass of Merlot, and she laughed. "Oh, I'm just fine. I'm wasting time. Sometimes there's no better feeling than there."
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
always someone to blame. Never anywhere to hide. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. This white noise in my head. I think I need a filter. A pressure valve. Comes down, I pray I can rise above it. Hold me closer when I've had enough. Thoughts and prayers, thoughts and prayers.
that's how I know I'm not winning. I don't know whether I'm sad or mad. Sleeping without you is a drag.
Some guy from Fresno. Where he is now, none of us know. She had a number on some paper in her purse. And that was the number we tried at first. Yeah, but nobody answered every time we tried. We're the only ones in the world, and even though she died, gave her clothes to the Goodwill, except for one pretty dress. Tried to make her face up so she could look her best. Got carnations at the Safeway and no roses there. Had no money for a preacher, so we tried to say a prayer. But nobody answered every time we tried. We're the only ones in the world, even though she died. Shut down the mill, but now there's no one around. She was the last stripper, the last club in town. Can't say that I knew her, can't say we were friends, but I still try that number now and then, but nobody answered every time we tried. We're the only ones in the world, even though she died. We're the only ones in the world, even though she died.
This is 101.5.
101.5. Do you mind? Some of us have eardrums.
The Hawk.
Hey, we're doing this by phone. It's Gunner. It's a coronavirus, of course, and it's all around the world. It's here in Hamilton, and it's been touching everyone's lives here. We are on a shutdown, just like everyone else, for safety reasons. So joining me on the line right now is my pal, Matt Richmond. He's, I guess sometimes he does fill-in drums as a when Grade does a reunion, his former St. Alvia. And he has another project that he's been working on over since December 19, actually before that, and the band's called Catapult. Thanks for taking the time to yap with me today, sir, on Steel City Music.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So how you holding up, by the way? You know,
hold up is the right term, I guess you'd say. I've got two young kids, so we're just trying to stay at home, keep them busy, try and get out for recess, as we're sometimes calling it, play out in the yard for a little bit, try not to watch too much TV, but just try and stay sane, stay safe.
The week has gone by that would have been for March break for the kids, and full disclosure, we're doing this interview on March 24th, so this will air this Friday. on the show. So there's a lot of changes that are going to be happening, but it doesn't look like the kids will be going back. I just heard an announcement the kids won't be going back till like April 6th, or might not be going back April 6th.
Yeah. They're saying it seems a little early for that. So we're just waiting to see what happens.
Well, at least, you guys have your family, have each other, that sort of thing. So, you're not going too stir crazy, that sort of thing. What are you doing to keep the kids entertained aside from the yard? There's like board games. Are you doing the whole online stuff?
We haven't jumped into too much stuff online, but a little bit. But yeah, that's too much TV. But yeah, some board games. We've had some puzzles out, trying to do lots of coloring. Just turn the TV off and listen to music and just crank up some music and dance around the living room to Taylor Swift or something to keep them.
They love that, do they?
Oh, they do. They do. I mean, we're not hip to what's out now, but the 1989 record is a big hit with my 5-year-old daughter right now.
Great. That's awesome. Hey, man, why don't we talk about Catapult, the latest single that has come from it. Tell me a little bit about the band and the formation.
I was just thinking about that before we started speaking, that it technically started in 2012. The band's been around for a while.
8 years.
I guess it was probably another year or so before I actually put a band together, but I went in and did some recordings by myself of just these songs I had kicking around while we were still busy with St. Alvia stuff.
Yeah.
And I sat on those for a little while, and then I eventually grabbed some friends and we started playing a couple shows here and there and releasing songs online. So there's been a couple drummers, couple bass players, the usual story, but we've been playing for the last couple of years with myself singing and playing guitar, Craig Fisher playing guitar, Nick Dalio playing bass, and Ben Arsenault playing drums.
Nice little lineup you got there.
Yeah, we got a solid crew of awesome dudes, and we're having a good time. We're all dads, so it's a nice, it used to be anyway, a nice reason to get out of the house and go see some friends and make some noise.
Right.
Hopefully we'll be back to that.
Well, hopefully you'll be doing that again. So if people wanted to buy your music, where would they go?
Well, you can find it, most of the stuff anyways, on the typical streaming platforms, the Spotify, Apple Music, etc. We have a website, catapultband.bandcamp.com, where you can find the singles. They're available for free download if you want, but they're I believe that some of them are pay what you like if you're interested in spending money, but for the most part, we try and just keep them free and just really just want to get the music out there as opposed to try and make money off of it.
Sweet, man. Well, thanks. We'll hang in there with the kids, and hopefully this all get resolved in a couple more weeks and we can try to get our lives back to some sort of normalcy. Let's hear the song Past Lives and Old Souls here on Steel City Music.
Lost all control. No, I can't explain it today to celebrate it. Past lives, old souls, they are right behind us trying to remind us that that on we go.
Hamilton's Alternative, 101.5, The Hawk.
I want to tell you one story. This was the best meal I've ever had in my life, all right? This happened when I was 11 years old in Chicago, Illinois, where I grew up. And it took place at a little restaurant called the Salt and Pepper Diner, which was a family restaurant in the city. Yes, yes, you know the Salt and Pepper Diner? It's a wonderful family restaurant in Chicago, which means that it caters mainly to teenagers and homeless schizophrenics. Now, I go into this place one day when I'm 11 with my best friend, John. And I should say that his name is also John. I'm not calling myself my own best friend. It's a separate human being. We walk into the Salt and Pepper Diner one day, and they had a jukebox there, all right? And the jukebox was three plays for a dollar. So we put in $7 and selected 21 plays of Tom Jones's What's New Pussycat. And then we ordered and waited. Here's the thing about when What's New Pussycat plays over and over and over and over and over again. The second time it plays, your immediate thought is not, hey, someone's playing What's New Pussycat again. It's, hey, What's New Pussycat is a lot longer than I first thought. and it has like a dip in the middle. You know how some songs have a dip, like Guns N' Roses, November Rain? You're like, hey, November Rain's over. No, it's not. There's more. The third time it plays, you're thinking, maybe someone's playing What's New Pussycat again. The fourth time it plays, you're thinking, whoa. Someone just played What's New Pussycat four times. Or at least, someone played it twice, and it's a really long song. So, the fifth time is the kicker. Now, we're watching the entire diner at this point. Most people have gotten wind as to what's going on. And we're staring at this one guy, and he's sitting in his booth, and his, like, hand is shaking while his stupid kids jump around, and, like, he's been onto us since the beginning. And he's staring at his coffee cup like this, and he has this look on his face like, aw, like he just got his 30-day chip from anger management. And he's staring like this, and the fourth play fades out. It's dead quiet. And then, I don't know if you know this, but the song begins very subtly. Wah, what's new, pussycat? And the guy goes, God damn it! And pounds on the table, and silverware flies everywhere, and it was fantastic. But a word about my friend John and what a genius he was. Because when we were first up at the jukebox and we were punching in the What's New Pussycats, right? I'd punched in about seven. And then John says to me, hey, wait. Before we drop in another What's New Pussycat, let's put in one It's Not Unusual. And that is when the afternoon went from good to great. After seven What's New Pussycats in a row, suddenly, dum da dum dum na 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 na,
it's not unusual,
and the sigh of relief has swept through the diner. People were ecstatic. It was like the liberation of France. You know, for years, scientists have wondered, can you make grown men and women weep tears of joy by playing Tom Jones's It's Not Unusual? And the answer is yes, you can. As long as it is preceded by seven What's New Pussycats. And on the other hand, when we went back. Holy shit. It's Not Unusual fades out. It's dead quiet. What's new, pussycat? People went fucking insane. No one could handle it. No one could handle it. And they were surrounded by this, like, seemingly indifferent staff, you know, that was just like, yep, same shit as always. My only wish is that one of the schizophrenics had stood up and been like, now you know. Now you know what it's like to live in my brain. They unplugged the jukebox after 11 plays. And that was the best meal I've ever had. Thank you very much, San Francisco. This was great. Thank you. Hope to see you again real soon. My name's John Mulaney. Have a good night.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Follow the unknown.
simple explanation for anything important any of us do. Another human tragedy consisted the necessity of living with the consequences under pressure, under pressure.
Whispers, we always knew that he'd go free. They add you can't be fond of living in the past. If you are, then there's no way that you're gonna last. We kings and pretty men. Let's just see
is 101.5 The Hawk.
See me at the country fair. I was on my own and you were standing there. Did you see me by the fire brigade? Were you passing through? Were you miles away? Try my best to do right by you, babe. You know it's something I honestly do, babe. I try and try, but I can't make it without you. Did you see me down at Chester's farm? I was drinking some, I didn't mean no harm. Did you see me on the Ferris wheel? You know I'm scared of heights. Might have heard me squeal. No, I try my best to do right by you, babe. You know it's something I honestly do, babe. I try and try, but I can't make it without you. Did you see me by the setting sun? I had come undone, wasn't the only one. Did you see me by the way?